See, when Krishna talks about don't do someone else's duties, even if perfectly, but do your duties even if it's imperfect, then why are we talking about why we do say take Brahman initiation and develop Brahmanical qualities such as cleanliness and others? So, there are three, four different things going on over here. See, there is, in general, when you want to understand anything that is said in Shastra, some specific injunction. So, what do you need to do? There are, you could say there is a three-level bridge. Right enough, what does this statement mean in its original context? Second is, what is the time independent, the context independent principle underlying this instruction? And how does that principle apply in my context? So, 5,000 years ago, what did it mean? Time independent, what does it mean? And in 21st century, what does it mean? So, if we have this kind of analytical framework, then we can understand things more clearly. So, for example, there's so many things in scripture which we don't apply literally right now, isn't it? So, for example, the Pandavas had Draupadi, they had five wives, had five husbands. So, we don't apply that right now. But the principle is they were all living dharmically. Does not li so, dharmic family life is the universal principle, isn't it? So, there is specifics, universal, specific. So, specific within context, universal independent of concept, context specific in our context. That's how we need to understand it. So then, in the specific context over there, what does it mean? It means that Arjun, don't try to become a Brahmana. Be, would work like a Kshatriya. A Brahmanical activity might be imperfect because you don't have to kill over there. And Kshatriya activity might seem imperfect because it's involving killing. So perfection is not in terms of his performance of the activity. Is it more in terms of certain conceptions of rightness and wrongness that somebody might have? So that's the contextual explanation. Now, context independent explanation is that people should act according to their overall nature. So if everybody is engaged in a way that is harmonious with their nature, then they will be able to succeed in their lives. If a Brahmana has to, if an intellectual has to work like a laborer, they'll not be very successful. If a business person has to work like a intellectual, they'll not be successful. So overall, people should engage harmoniously in their particular nature, particular prescribed duty. Now, having said that, now if we apply that to our context, see, our context is, there are significant differences between our context and the Bhagavad Gita's context. That means there is, in the Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada has focused primarily on the principle of becoming Krishna conscious. So, and for ourselves cultivating Krishna consciousness, and for helping others, for help equipping us to share Krishna consciousness with others. So, basically, we could say there are qualities and there are activities. Now, even with respect to cleanliness, if Prabhupada once said, if I tell you all the rules for deity worship, and Prabhupada said you will not even be able to come out of the restroom, because there are so many elaborate rules for cleanliness, which we cannot follow. For cleanliness. So now, what do? We follow some basic rules for cleanliness. Now, from today's context, it might appear even these rules are very big, very difficult. But they're not all that difficult. They are basic rules. So, all that we need to do in our context is apply these basic rules and move forward. So, in our tradition, Brahman Diksha is something which Prabhupada instituted. Primarily so that those who might be considered unqualified for preaching traditionally would also be recognized that they also have the dedication, they also have the knowledge, they also have the devotion by which they should be considered qualified to preach. So, are we
सो वेन देर इज गुण अँड देर इज कर्म इन ब्राह्मण गुणकर्म विभागाच्या. सो वी ट्राय टू सो फॉर अ पर्सन टू बी फुल्ली ब्राह्मणिकल वी वूड हॅव टू हॅव द गुण अँड द कर्म बोथ ऑफ अ ब्राह्मण. दॅट मीन्स यू नो वी वर्क इन वी वर्क लाईक अ ब्राह्मण यजन याजन दांत परिग्रह लाईक दॅट अँड वी ऑल्सो कल्टिवेट द क्वालिटीज ऑफ शमोदमस्त पशवचे. बट इन आवर कॉन्टेक्स्ट दॅट्स नॉट प्रॅक्टिकल फॉर मोस्ट ऑफ अस. सो वॉट प्रभुपाद डज इट ट्राय टू कल्टिवेट द ब्राह्मणिकल क्वालिटीज एज मच एज पॉसिबल. And is that involving changing of our nature? Could be, maybe, maybe not. Now, Prabhupada also said that second initiation is not necessary for going back to Godhead. Harinam Diksha is enough. Because it's the holy name which is ultimately going to take us back to Krishna. Of course, it's not holy name, it's the remembrance of Krishna, which the holy name helps us to cultivate. Then moving forward, is it that for somebody who is like in a very passionate place, for them to get Brahman initiation, is it going to, or is it that they will develop Brahmanical qualities? It depends again. You say somebody might get Brahman Diksha, but they might, somebody might be, in our movement also, they might be fundraisers. And their primary focus is on like that kind of fundraising only. They're not so much into like meeting and talking and, sorry, they're not so much into core teaching of scripture. So it's a, you could say having Brahman Diksha is like a contextual application by Srila Prabhupada, and rather than talking about, this is not an application of Shreyansa Dharma Viguna verse. This is more, you could say, a Deshakala Vibhaga Vita verse. Okay. You know, according to time, place, circumstances, I'll do that. So now, but in our tradition also we will say that if some devotee is told to study Shastra constantly and they're not able to study, then you should give them room, you know, you don't have to study so much. Because in our tradition, outreach has been emphasized quite a bit. That is why it is said that we should, as much as possible, try to develop Brahmanical qualities. But there's no compulsion. If somebody can't, that's okay.
Okay.
That's how it is. Does it make sense now?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.